Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Hell no.
I love your peanuts, man.
John, no.
What?
What?
Nah.
I'm fine.
R. What does a giraffe sound like?
Not from the bottom of the well, Kanik.
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Come on, you dumbass.
Ooh-wee.
Eat me.
Boop.
All right, welcome back to our show. This is our show. But you already knew that.
Yeah. Unless you're just tuning in for the first time.
I'm filling in for Rop.
You're like, what the hell?
Got some cool stuff coming up. Like I said, I've got the top five arguments in modern relationships. Americans declining happiness.
China! Well, we're never anywhere near the top of the happiness index. That's those damn Scandinavian countries.
Yep.
America, yeah! I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day about that. And like, you know, the idea that we have it figured out, and yet whenever they do some sort of like listing of happiness and quality of life, we're nowhere near the top.
Yeah, trucks, balls, yeah!
Yeah, I feel like we're all miserable right now. And the surveys, studies are showing it.
Survey says!
American life, a little iffy. I mean, it's all right, but...
Yeah, flags!
Of course, that sounds terrible to a lot of people around the world, but...
It's a lot easier for us than there, yes.
Yes.
But
yes.
We all can have issues and be frustrated with
them. Well, it's not, you know, just doesn't mean you're happy.
Yeah.
You know,
everyone gets pissed about everything.
You're happy.
Yeah.
We're spoiled.
Well, that's like we were in when we were traveling this last time, we were sitting in a bar in Portugal and we were talking to the bartender. It was one of those kind of cool nights where there was really no one around. So it was just you and the bartender, who's a super cool dude, so we're just chatting with him. And these people came walking by. And they said something to the bartender that I think they had asked him, like, where's a good place to go after this or whatever. And they had the Irish accent. And so I was like, oh, where are you guys from? And they said, I think they're from Cork. And I was like, oh, I love Ireland. And the guy goes, Ireland sucks. And I was like, oh, sorry. And he's like, yeah. And he was just like, don't go there. And then left. And I was like, man, all right, well, I just think, like,
well, he has insider knowledge. I mean, he knows.
Apparently, according to that guy,
well, yeah,
don't go to court.
Listen, would you tell someone that they shouldn't live in the United States? Would you say that? You
no,
wouldn't. You wouldn't say that.
I would
you
not
shouldn't
say that.
Say that. It's no. great here.
Yes.
That said, we're not all happy.
No.
As a matter of fact, our happiness is declining, and I have the numbers to prove it.
Yeah.
The question is why?
I just would make the argument that no matter where you go, there are going to be you could find the freaking Smurf village, for God's sakes, and there's going to be that one grumpy bitch that's unhappy. It's just, you know, we and here in America, I do think that, like, our national pastime has become bitching about things. I think we do it better than anything. We leave the world in bitching about things.
Well, it's because we're spoiled.
Yeah.
Well, social media has created the forum for us to do that, too.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, you know, you can bitch in France on social media.
But we do it more here. For sure.
We're very good at it. I know that.
Not me.
Well, you know, you can't just be unhappy. You got to let other people know that you're unhappy.
That's right.
Oh, dear.
While at the same time posting perfect family pictures on socials and telling everybody your life is amazing.
Well, you know, the more people post, you know they're miserable and they're getting ready to murder their spouse. Every one of those Dateline mysteries starts with the wife posting, like,
happy anniversary. Yeah. I love this man.
I know a couple. This is a true story. They got hitched, and I don't want to go into details, but they got hitched, and I didn't know that much about him, but I never thought he liked her very much. You ever meet that couple where it just seems like...
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, he hates her, and you're like, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
But she would always post about how awesome their life was, and she was very much that person. And so I saw some posts about their wedding, and it looked amazing. It looked like this incredible wedding. And I knew someone that actually went to the wedding, and the police were called the night before the wedding. Due to an argument. And I was like, how weird that you just nonstop posting about how it's the greatest guy ever and this is the most thing. And I was like, dude, you had to call the police the night of your wedding. Like, you got married in the early morning, or I guess afternoon, and 12 hours previous, the police were there.
Well, you know. She still loves him. It's their wedding day. Come on.
Stressful evening.
Yeah. You got to post.
Over and over.
Yeah. You got to let people know everything's fine.
Hey, we're all good.
Well, anyway. Well, now it's time to break, so we'll just get to that next, okay? Yeah. I was going to tell you about Delta Airlines and United Airlines. Mm. There's a class action lawsuit against them.
Good.
And I...
Airlines. I'm waiting for someone to take down the airlines.
Well, I wanted to tell you what their lawyers are saying.
Okay.
Because it's fantastic.
I love a good lawyer excuse.
Lawyer's gonna lawyer.
Lawyer's gonna lawyer.
So that's coming up as well here on The Club on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yes, America is in a happiness slump, guys.
America, yeah.
A new national report from the Common Good reveals a stark reality that U.S. happiness is falling at one of the fastest rates in the developed world.
Not good. Not good, Bob.
The latest edition of America's Report Card gives the United States a grade of D+ in happiness. The U.S. is no longer keeping pace with its traditional peers, and it's being overtaken by countries Americans don't expect to be ahead of us. Those countries would be Lithuania.
All right, go Lithuania.
Mexico. Yeah, that's Israel. True. And the United Arab Emirates.
Israel?
That's right.
Well, I get the Emirates people. They seem to be a pretty decent, unless you're a woman over there. If you're a dude, things kind of on the up and up. Israel is a little surprising due to the whole, you know, war.
Are you saying, did you say that everything's on the up and up in the United Arab Emirates?
If you're a guy.
I don't know that that's true. But yes,
if you're a guy, I think everything over there is awesome. If you're a woman.
You're just saying the happiness. But it's not on the up and up.
Oh, for God's sakes, no.
It's just.
Yeah.
You're just rich and happy, and
if you're a dude over there,
you can do whatever you want.
I'm guessing things are pretty sweet. If you're a gal,
I don't know that that's happiness, is it?
Well, I think over there it is.
The U.S. has fallen from 11th to 24th place in global happiness in the rankings from 2012 to 2025. That is one of the steepest declines among wealthy democracies.
Yeah.
Loneliness has reached epidemic levels. The U.S. is among the top five loneliest countries studied, with 21% of Americans reporting feeling lonely always, or almost always. Polarization is fueling unhappiness, with 62% of Americans saying the country is too divided to function, and fewer than half trusting their neighbors.
Oh, yeah, dude. I know plenty of people that talk about how they don't talk to family or they've lost long-lost friends simply because, you know, people like the orange guy and other people don't. And it's like, well, I can't hang out with this person if not. And, you know, we are... It certainly feels like we are careening toward something. It's not great out there right now.
It says national division is compounding isolation. It is weakening communities and pushing life satisfaction downward. Social media is eroding well-being.
Yeah.
Excessive screen time is linked to higher loneliness, anxiety, depression, particularly among young Americans. And a historic generational happiness gap exists. Americans over 60 are among the happiest in the world, while those under 30 rank 62nd globally, reporting declining life satisfaction, purpose, and social support.
Yeah.
That, right there.
It's not great.
That is the most staggering of all of these facts.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. The younger people, where life should
yes.
be. You would think it's the other way around as you get older and you're facing death and all that. But you know, those people are like, oh, no, life's great. But the young's coming up. And that's it. It breaks my heart because I see my kids who are all now in their 20s and... like you hear about the struggles and the stuff they worry about. Some of that stuff is like terrifying. And there's not a good answer to it.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are answers. It's just complicated.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
No one wants to take the time. I mean, that's too hard to unpack on a dumb show like this.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of young people who just don't view the world. They see the world. The world doesn't work for them.
No.
They're just like, what is this?
Yeah.
I have to pay what to just get a house? I have to pay what to just get an apartment? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is why they're going to extremes on, you know, in certain areas.
I mean,
it's wild.
I mean, I'll say this. My daughter graduated school, right? Went to school in Illinois and I kind of came home and tried a couple different careers and wasn't really finding it and just kind of got to that point where she just was like, screw it, I kind of want to hit the reset button. She moved to Korea. She was like, what do you think?
How's she doing over there?
She loves it.
Yeah?
Yeah. She was just talking
about it. Why does she love it?
She just says that the how do I put it? Just the pace of life and just the cultural fit for her is just better. It's a more enjoyable existence. And so she just kind of was like, I can't really find anything here that works for me. And so she was just like, what about taking a kind of leap of faith and a grand adventure? And she was debating between Japan and Korea. She chose Korea and just is over there now. And I'm not saying everything is hunky-dory, but I kind of wondered if she was going to do like 6 months and kind of miss like back home. And she's like, no. She goes, I actually really, really like it here. She just says the way kind of, I guess it's just, to a lesser extent, it's just a happier existence over there. But then other people would be like, no, I can't imagine living anywhere other than the United States. So, I mean, it's an individual choice, but you are hearing more and more young people that are going to this. There is a whole group of people over there that like the passport bros. Well, it's passport kids that are like, well, I mean, the American dream doesn't necessarily fit for me, so let's go try it somewhere else.
Well, we are a very, very wealthy nation.
Yeah.
But we are a wealthy nation with an unhappy public.
Yeah.
Says Patricia Duff, founder of The Common Good. Happiness is not a luxury. It is a measure of whether society is working. And America can and must do much better. She says, America excels at creating prosperity, but we are failing to create belonging, connection, and trust.
Yeah.
I think the prosperity is kind of a fail right now, too. You talk about being wealthy. It's all kind of in one place.
Yeah.
Well, wealth is just sticking up at the top.
Well, and that's one of the things that she talks about from living in Korea. And again, this is all secondhand information, but the housing and apartments over there are very small. But, like, everyone's – it's not expensive.
How much does she pay for rent, if you don't mind me asking?
God, I don't know off the top of my head. But because it's in won, too, so I don't know.
Where's that?
Well, won is the Korean dollar.
Oh.
So I don't know.
What city does she live in?
She lives in Seoul now. She was living in Busan, and then she took a different job. And so now she lives in Seoul. And so, yes, there are certain things, like, none of the apartments over there have washer dryers, right? So you go, like, when she comes home, she's very excited to do laundry. And so you live in smaller places. They don't have washer dryers. Like, you hang your clothes on a line. And over here, that's viewed as I live in a S-hole apartment. And over there, it's like people are happy to live in that. She lives in a fun little neighborhood, and there's, like, cafes, and everyone kind of goes out, and she goes to these different bars. And you kind of have the little neighborhood communities over there is what she loves. She's like, when you live in a neighborhood, that group kind of becomes your family. You see the same people at the same little market, at the same little restaurant, at the same little noodle bar, and you kind of just kind of get to know those people, and you just kind of have this little community. And she was kind of telling me that you don't have much over there as far as most people don't have cars. Everything is mass transit. Most people don't have big fancy homes. You're either living in small places or, apartments and whatnot. But she said no one's really pissy and moaning. She just says people are just in better moods, that there's just a better vibe than what she was finding over here.
Well,
but if you go find someone that lives in Lake O and, lives on the water,
well, yeah,
I mean, they're probably saying that, why would you live anywhere else?
I know a guy who, and his wife and family who got out, who lived right on the water and has done great in his work, and they moved. They left there.
Yeah.
They didn't like it. They were not happy there.
Yeah.
So it's not, I don't know. It's we have the mindset. We need the mindset to change. We won't. We have plenty of money, right? We have the resources. It's just we don't have the mindset, and that's really the root of the problem, isn't it?
Sure.
Like we're just entitled and spoiled, and kind of we just don't have the perspective like they have over there.
Yeah.
And we can argue why that is. There's a lot of reasons. I also think it's gotten a lot worse in the last Well, I think since COVID, I mean, I feel like COVID really
did a number
changed
on us.
A lot. Yes, yeah. It did. Yeah. And we don't admit that. Nobody talks about that.
But it did.
Now, of course, COVID was worldwide. Yeah. So why are we, you know, maybe we're not struggling to recover as much as other countries. I don't know. Yeah. But it just feels like ever since COVID, it's just been a wild ride here.
Well, I will say that, like, as someone points out, like with international students that come over here, if you want to try to build wealth and start a business, there's no better place in the world than the United States.
No, for sure.
I mean, we have the ability here to be...
Well, that's the stuff we take for granted. That's what I'm saying. Yes. It's all right here.
It's all right
but
there.
But we just take that for granted because we've always been here.
Yeah. The other one, too, that you get into is... And again, it's funny. As I'm thinking of this, people are chiming in. We live in the United States that is so culturally different, and a lot of times when you go to smaller places, if you travel to Iceland, you travel to Sweden, you travel to Japan, you travel to Korea, it is much more culturally in line. It's one group of people, whereas we are more of a melting pot. When you go to Korea, you basically meet Koreans, and there is more of a sense of community. It's more of a sense of national pride, where we have 50 of those, and it's a lot harder to kind of get everyone on the same page.
That's true.
And then the other one, too, is, again, expectations. I think we were sold the bill of goods from the 1950s that if you just did, you mind your P's and Q's, you graduated high school, you get a house, a car, a wife, a kid, a dog, everything's fine. And that's the American dream. And we expect that. And when it doesn't happen, we get pissy and moany about it. When you travel to some third world countries or you travel to like some island nations, when I was in, if you go down to like St. Lucia, those people have nothing. But I promise you, those are some of the happiest people you'll ever come across. And I actually ran into a bunch of them when I was down there that it talked about that they did come over to the United States. They would come over to like Miami and they were like, yeah, I lived there for 2 years and I went back. I was working three jobs and I was miserable. And I thought I like all that stuff would make me happy. And they're like, nah, did I move back? And so there is an element of some of those people are just happier with simpler lives. And we really aren't. Either we have the stuff.
Well, we could be. We just don't have the mindset.
We just don't have the mindset.
We're consumers. You know.
Yes.
More.
If you don't
envy.
If you don't drive the Mercedes or the BMW. Exactly. If you don't have the house. If you don't have the expensive car.
It's the keeping up with the Joneses thing. And we. I don't know how to unroot that.
I don't know.
You can't put that genie back in the bottle
it's just.
Well, social media is now. You talk about keeping up with the Joneses. All the rich Instagram kids that post their lives and. The boats and the fancy trips that they take every day. It's like, well, now I feel bad because I'm not doing that. And then you get into this cycle. It's just effed.
It is effed. It's weird. We're in a weird time. But I'm hoping that I have faith that things will get better.
I hope so.
I don't know if they will, but, that's how I choose to look at it. And I choose to drink a lot, so.
That helps, too.
Bourbon really helps.
Immensely.
More of an Irish whiskey man, but I understand. Everyone has their drink of choice. Although everyone's now trying to convince me into tequila because it's healthier.
Yeah,
and let me tell you something. If you're concerned, like, I was playing golf today, and my buddy's like, oh, man, if you get into tequila, I was like, I don't really like tequila. Ah, but, yeah, tequila's the good one for you. Come on.
I thought that was vodka.
We're now judging our alcoholism based on we're all getting drunk.
I had a little nip of Woodford Reserve last night.
Yeah.
And you know what I said in my head?
What?
My God, Rob, you are being so healthy right now.
Nice.
Really?
I was.
That's where you're going?
Yes, because I didn't drink. I didn't drink wine. I didn't mix anything. I just had a nice two fingers of Woodford, and
two fingers.
I felt like a simple man. You know, like just like that's. If I'm gonna drink. And put calories in my body.
You're gonna do that.
This is the best way to do it.
Great bourbon.
I'll tell you right now.
The one
thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to rationalize my drinking. When I'm drinking, I'm drinking. I'm so like
I rationalize it all the
time.
Do
you really?
All the time. In my head. I mean, I don't talk about it. All the time. I'm like, I'll just pour a little baby glass here.
Well, as
five
I've got,
baby glasses later,
yeah.
As I've gotten older, it's been more important to me to like find stuff that really tastes good. So I kind of do the same. Rop is like, oh, this is good because this is a good kind of liquor. So give me my Elmer T. Lee bourbon, $80 a bottle. Can't find it anywhere, but when I get my hands on that,
that's right.
It's good.
I'm not drinking Mai Tais.
No,
and like you know.
I got standards here, damn
that's
it.
That's right.
Maybe I need to start doing that. Because I understand what happens when I pop the top. I'm like, yeah, this is happening. I don't belly up to Jerry's and I'm like, what sort of health conscious decision am I gonna make tonight, gentlemen?
You ever ordered the skinny bitch?
No.
Pop into Jerry's and tell him, hey, give me a skinny bitch.
Skinny bitch.
That's a drink? That's awesome.
Well, I don't know. Isn't that like vodka soda? Isn't that what all...
I think vodka soda
with a lime, please.
Yeah, people are now... People do the vodka press or, you know...
Or they just do an NA drink. Or they'll do like an alcohol-free seltzer.
Well, that's the point of that.
Exactly.
What?
Idiots.
Listen, I get it. Some people don't drink. But look, if you're trying to... If you drink a lot and you're trying to stay somewhat less fat...
Yeah, you're trying to...
You know, the vodka soda can help out.
Damn right.
And so can tequilas. Like, if you're drinking 18 IPAs a night, like, that's not a good thing for your fat body.
Take a Michelob Ultra, please. Take a Michelob Ultra joint. Oh, my God. Look, I used to understand that if I'm out at a bar, the health thing went out the window when I walked into the bar. I know what I'm doing, right?
Like, got my Michelob Ultra joints.
Just the idea that you're walking into the devil's den there and you're like, tip of the hellfire and a little bit of the pitchfork. No, you're there. Just lean into it, for God's sakes. Pour me some Tully's and then let's go.
All right. Coming up next, lawyer's gonna lawyer. What is the definition of a window seat?
Got a good idea, but... Apparently,
should a window seat have a window? Here's Schultzy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's a class action lawsuit involving Delta Airlines and United Airlines. It's been filed by passengers who claim they paid extra money to sit in window seats, only to be seated next to an empty wall.
Oh, so like a door plug.
Yeah.
Or how the seating will sometimes not align with the windows.
Correct. Yeah. Have you ever had that? I like the windows.
Yeah. I'm an aisle man.
I like the aisles too. I actually like them both. I just don't like the middle, just like everyone else.
I'm an aisle man. I want to get up to pee when I want to.
Yeah.
I just like it because I can kind of, the leg can kind of go out. I spill over. I don't fit in the seat. And so when I'm in the aisle, there's a little more freedom. As long as I keep my eye on the drink cart, I can kind of spill out into the aisle.
But I've booked the window seat before, and it's not a window. It's like you're in between, like he says, the alignment of the seats. You don't have a window, and technically the person in front of you controls what sliver of window you do have, and they have the blind closed, and you have no window seat.
Yeah. There is extra space along there, though, so that's nice. But that's not what they're suing over, so...
So in response, the airline is arguing that a window seat means a seat next to a wall, not necessarily a seat with a view.
Huh.
The use of the word window in reference to a particular seat cannot reasonably be interpreted as a promise that the seat will have an exterior window view, the airline's lawyers wrote in a motion to dismiss the case. Rather, the word window identifies the position of the seat, i.e., next to the wall of the main body of the aircraft. The lawyers also noted that United's contract of carriage does not explicitly guarantee that a window seat will have an exterior view next to it.
Well, I'll be damned. I would have guaranteed, if you would have asked me that's what you said, what's the definition of window seat? My thought would have been, well...
Maybe it has a window?
Yeah, a window.
Well, this is a lot of lawyering here. You're siding with them?
No.
That's absurd, what they're saying.
That is absurd.
So they're basically saying this is more like port and starboard side kind of a thing, not exactly what is there.
Yeah, I mean, they're claiming, yeah, when we call it a window seat, it doesn't mean window. It just means you're next to the side of the plane.
Can I ask a question? Now, again, not a window guy. I want nothing to do with the window. I'm an aisle or bust, right? I will sit in the back of the plane to get an aisle as opposed to the front of the plane in a window. Strictly aisle. So... when you book the window, what is more important, the view or the seat location?
I mean, for me, it would be both.
It is both?
Yeah.
So you're that...
I like to look out the window.
Well, can't you look out the window from the...
You can.
Yeah.
But you can. It also sometimes bothers people that are in the window seat because they feel like you're looking at them all the time.
Okay,
and you kind of are.
Yeah, okay, what's happening?
You're seeing what they're reading and what songs they're playing.
Yeah.
And, what porn they're watching.
Right. But I don't know. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It's weird.
Hmm.
It depends on where I'm going. Like, if I'm going international, give me a window. I want to see what I'm flying over. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff.
And then
if I'm flying to Hawaii, I don't care about a window because it's going to be all ocean.
Yeah, a lot of water.
So
big water. I believe it's called
ocean water.
Yeah, I've never thought about this but I can see your point. That's why I asked, like, which is more important.
But it's also good because I sometimes want a window if I know I'm going to be sleeping.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's easier to sleep in a window seat for me because I just throw my head up against the old wall.
You lean the wall.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So these are the considerations.
But apparently, just know that when you're buying a window seat, it doesn't mean that you're getting a window.
Now, the thing about it is, to me, though, when I buy a window seat, I don't often feel like I'm paying extra money for it. So who are these people that are paying extra money for window seats? I don't think you have to, right? Like, the seats...
Well, are they
saying, like, I have to sit in this area because it was the only window seat available and it's a higher cost ticket?
And that is true because while I don't think it's any cheaper to sit in aisle, middle, or window, it is cheaper to sit in certain sections of the airplane.
Right. Yeah, so they're probably just saying, hey, I paid $200 extra... to sit in this, premium section,
yes,
so that I could have the window.
Yes.
Well, window doesn't mean window. Who doesn't know that?
God, can airlines be any scummier?
Oh, they're the worst.
Can I ask, what, on the off chance this happens, how effing hard is it for an airline to be like, how much did Delta Airlines make last year? I'm going to look at Delta... Airlines.
Yes, but you know, it costs a lot of money to run these companies.
Oh, for God's sakes. They made $4 billion.
Gross.
They made $4.6 billion.
Net?
That's
not net.
Delta Airlines reported a net income of $4.6 billion.
That is net.
So you're telling me how...
Damn it.
Put me in charge. How hard is it for this? Hey, ma'am, we're really sorry. How about this? Here's a $150 credit for your next Delta flight. And by the way, here's a straightaway... Are they on straightaway cocktails on Delta?
No, not yet. Okay. They should be.
They should be. You know what? Here is a nice, lovely cocktail. Here's a voucher for $150. We're really sorry. And you know what that person would say? Thank you so much. I understand these things happen. But they don't. They tell you that a window doesn't equate a window, and now you're a D-bag. It's not that hard. You made $4.6 billion. How many times can this happen? And you give out a handful of vouchers that maybe cost you $10,000 in vouchers, which, by the way, the person's still buying a $700 ticket, and they're getting $150 off of it. Come on, Delta. This is why everyone
hates... Don't let United off.
Yeah, this is why everyone hates them. This is why when eventually someone snaps and kills someone at Delta Airlines, everyone's going to be like, I guess. It's just not that hard.
Well, I think most of those profits, unfortunately, I hate it that companies are allowed to do this. You can buy your own stock to keep this damn price up. They're buying shares to keep the stock market up, to keep shareholders happy in a weird way. So that $4.7 billion or whatever it was, it's not going anywhere but to help increase their overall outlook of profitability. It's just stupid.
Their operating revenue last year was $17 billion. How about it's part of that $17 billion is a couple vouchers of some cocktails when you screw someone over on a seat. It's not that hard.
Well, how about this? Why don't you just tell somebody when they're booking a window seat if it doesn't have a window? Like, isn't that the easy fix here?
I mean, you can find that out yourself, but you have to go.
You can?
There's a website called SeatGuru.com.
No. Great if I'm Alaska Airlines and somebody...
I have to educate myself on the seat I bought?
If I'm Alaska Airlines and somebody books a window seat and it doesn't have a window, which is probably like two seats on the whole plane, why don't you just tell them that?
It's like when you buy... I will say that like when you buy a ticket like off of StubHub or whatever... It will say obstructed view.
Exactly.
It's not that.
Put obstructed view on there.
Window seat obstructed view. There, God. We just solved the crisis.
Is
Delta
it that
Airlines.
Hard?
Apparently it is. Jeebus.
Yeah.
I just think about companies and you're just chasing, you're throwing away dollars and chasing nickels, but I guess it never matters because we all fly anyways. They got you by the balls. It's not like you're, you know.
Specifically
Delta,
though.
You need to go fly Southwest.
I have got a major problem with them over other airlines.
Oh, I swore off Delta years ago.
Did you?
But I still fly it. Yes. I got over it, but
I'm asking this. When's the last time you took a stand against a company and it's actually stuck?
Well, I've really only taken a few in my life.
And neither have stuck. Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
My wife and I got like 6 months of a refund from T-Mobile, but that was,
Well, I just never really get that pissed off.
Yeah.
And usually if I'm really pissed off, it's in the moment, and then I...
Yeah, you calm down.
I just realize, I'm just not willing to follow through that hard on anything, really.
The amount of times I've been like, that's it.
I'm done.
And then like a week later, I'm driving by, and I'm like, close enough, whatever.
Yeah, my wife swore off Jimmy John's. because he's like a trophy hunter or something.
Yeah.
You know how often she gets Jimmy John's now? She loves it.
They're like, well, here you are. it's right there. It's like the Chick-fil-A thing. You know how many people were like, Chick-fil-A, and you know they're against gay rights. And then you're like, well, they make a strong bird. And it is right there. God, it smells. You know what, I'll... They seem nice enough.
Well, I am gay.
I grab this chicken.
Yeah. By the way, deal is in. He says Alaska has window seats and they detach from the plane.
Yes.
Hey. Heyo.
Yes. The best one that I can think of is Popeye's chicken. No matter where you go, everyone that works at a Popeye's chicken, I want you to realize, hates your guts. They will not get your order right. And if you go back to tell them that, they will tell you to go F yourself. And yet, every time I pull into a Popeyes, I know what I'm getting, and yet I'm still like, can't wait for that spicy chicken. They get me every... I should have given up on Popeyes chicken like 8 years ago. Have it.
Well, it's not personal.
Well, no, it's just
you get a cheap chicken sandwich.
It's just who they are.
The cheap chicken sandwich outweighs the personal grudge.
Yes!
And they know that.
Yeah. The amount of times I'm driving by, I'm like, screw this place. Damn it. All right. I'll take a spicy three-piece, and I'll take one of those biscuits, too.
All right, we got to
go.
So
good.
We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. And yes, we were talking about the definition of a window seat. According to the airlines, it does not have a window.
No.
That is just...
Somebody says adjusting those rows to fit more seats in is the reason some don't have windows. That's exactly right.
Yes.
They're they're switching the seats out to fit more seats in, and they can't move the windows.
Well, and these planes are also, they're sent as a shell. It's kind of like with the Boeing doors that blew off, where there's supposed to be exit doors in some spots as opposed to others. India has different regulations than America. So when you've got, you know, the same base plane going to different countries, they're going to do different things with it. Windows will be in different spots.
I'll tell you what. When it comes to aviation, there's only one man that I need to hear
that's
from.
That's right.
And that's the Schnitzel Wolf. Look at him. Well, let me tell you guys, the Indian regulations are much different than the United States. And you see, it's the shell of an airplane. And so the same plane that goes to India might not be the same plane that ends up in the United States. It's all about aerodynamics and ball bearings and 48 motor oil. But let me tell you.
We always talk about the bingo card.
Yeah.
Indian air regulations. I might have gotten that one.
Might have had that one.
Well, because you know, Schultzy,
Schnitzel Wolf.
Yeah. He knows.
Really quickly, one more tip for you.
Oh. I got another tip.
Well, this is huge for Souk because just like me, you like the aisle as opposed to the window.
Yeah.
There is a secret button on your armrest.
What?
Yeah, you can put the aisle seat.
This. Good. Because there are people
What?
So you can actually raise the aisle armrest if you'd like. There's a little button kind of in the back under the armrest itself. You got to
dig
for it. Yeah.
And
I didn't know that.
As long as you don't make it too obvious to the stewardesses coming through, like I like to keep it loose, but I don't put it all the way up. I always like turn
that
thing.
Are you not supposed to have it?
I don't think you're supposed to mess with the seats, technically.
I have it up. Oh, that's the first thing I do.
Oh, okay.
Is I lift it up. That's the whole reason I like the aisle. Like I said, I can kind of spill over into the aisle. Yeah, you can lift that thing up. Now, on takeoff, they will tell you to put it down.
Yeah.
But once, like, you're taking, yeah, you can.
Well, another reason I don't like the aisle is oftentimes, I'm surprised this doesn't bother you, oftentimes it's very hard to stay out of their way.
Yeah, the cart hits you.
Yeah, the cart. Yeah. Oh, and sometimes, you know.
You got to be aware of people.
Sometimes there's some big booty people.
Yep.
Or the plane's wobbling a little bit and they bump into. I hate all that.
I will say that is the downside. But for me, the mild inconvenience of getting run into it, you just got to watch out for the cart because the cart will get you.
Yeah.
So you have to be aware of the cart. But other than that, you can deal with some bumps, but the rest of the time, the extra room for me is well worth the occasional bump into.
Yeah, I like stretching out.
If you don't fit into a seat very well, the only way to go is the aisle armrest up and then your leg kind of
hanging out.
Yeah. Like, think about like when you drive a golf cart, same sort of thing. I don't know why your leg has to dangle, but it's impossible to drive a golf cart with both feet in the cart.
Well, be careful.
What?
Well, I mean, I've seen it where I haven't seen it firsthand, but there are many tales of people getting their ankle caught.
Oh.
And dude, it's bad.
Do you go both feet in the cart when you drive?
I do because of that.
Oh.
Like I mean, I have dangled my feet, but I always think like, dude, don't do that.
I don't know why, but you got to dangle. It's all about the dangle, man.
Sucker. It's because of those danglings. Gotta dangle it out a little bit. We need space, okay?
Are you talking about your penis?
Participles, my balls.
Your participles?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad we're out of here. I'd much rather hear about Indian air regulations.
Maybe go out with
Schultz's balls.
Well, he's a master of many things, including his own balls and Indian air regulations.
God, we did another show.
Did another one.
We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on the Fan. Good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.